This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Checking on an upcoming event at Elkton Community Education Center, getting ready for something later on. And Deborah Gritton is on this morning. And I think you are now is it co-executive director?
Yes. Yep. Marie and I are the new leaders at ECEC.
And let's talk about the 14th annual Elkton Art and Wine Weekend to kind of kick off the holiday season. First of all, when is that happening? Tell us more about it.
It's happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday immediately following Thanksgiving. So it's that Thanksgiving weekend. And it's the whole town of Elkton. So all the businesses in Elkton are celebrating as well. We've got wineries and places for foodies to go. And at ECEC, we've got artisans and our cafe will be open.
Wow. Now, Elkton Community Education Center has been around for a long time. Always really stands out in the Umpqua Valley with so much going on in an area that has a lot of folks passing by because it's a route to get over to the Oregon coast and back, but yet a small population. And it's amazing all the things you're able to do. How long have you been around the Elkton area?
I've been here for about 5 years. I grew up in South County in Tiller, Dave Creek area, but I've been here in Elkton for about 5 years. And it is crazy fascinating how this tiny, tiny place, we're less than 200 people in our town, but the surrounding area and our sister communities come together to really celebrate each other, and it's pretty awesome.
So this event will be then, let's see, are we talking 2 days, 3 days, I guess, three?
3 days, yep, 3 days. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, most places will be open, and you can get food. I mean, you could spend the whole day here. There's a passport that has a map around town and the different winery areas as well. There's a few places that have home studios open. Elk Creek Glass is an awesome fusion studio that's right there in Elkton. You can just walk right to it.
So with the passport, what is sort of the reason for making sure and stopping by and getting that before you begin your trek around the area?
You stop in, get your passport, and it will have all of the local businesses and wineries that are participating in the weekend. It'll have a little spot where you can get a stamp. So you just go there, they will stamp it or initial it. And once you stop at five places, you just leave your passport there with them. And you are automatically entered into our Elkton in a Basket raffle. It's a huge raffle basket. One person wins it. So, and it has hours and locations of all the places that you want to go.
Now, if people come to ECEC, what kinds of things are they going to be able to see there from the artists and the others that are there?
Yeah, we will have, I believe, 16 or 17 artisans and artists. We'll have live art in action at ECEC, so you'll be able to watch people create and paint and do fiber arts. Our cafe will be open, gift shop, and we even have a local family selling Christmas trees on the gift shop patio.
Wow, so a lot going on there, and to really kick off the holiday season. Now, what kind of hours each day is this going on?
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. officially, and some of the businesses are staying open until 5 p.m.
All right, and I know that
lots of wineries.
Right, and you're speaking of the wineries. Elkton, of course, has its own viticultural area because the climate there is so much different than the rest of the Umpqua Valley, and it's amazing how many vineyards and wineries are all involved out there.
It is a pretty amazing little community and a pretty amazing place just on the earth. Yeah, its own weather system and its own, yeah, like you said, its own AVA. So our wines and the flavor of our grapes in this area are unique.
Yeah, in fact, you guys were actually featured recently in, I think it was the Oregonian article about a place to go check out wines around Oregon.
Yeah, they listed so many of the wineries and the vineyards, and I think they even got to stay at Bradley Vineyard's yurt. They have a yurt that they rent out, and they also have a tasting room there. it's a pretty amazing little place where you can go, and where they highlight that you don't have cell service in their yurt. That's a drawing factor for a lot of people out in coming from the big city to be able to escape.
So what do you like best? What got you involved in being part of ECEC and making things happen?
Stories. I love to hear people's stories, and I really feel like that's how we connect with people, right? Is when you learn about them and you learn about their past and their lived experience. And I really love to sit around and learn about other people. And you can do that at ECEC. That's what drew me there.
All right. The 14th annual Elkton Art and Wine Weekend. Again, that's coming up the 29th through the 1st of December, right after Thanksgiving. Anything else people ought to know about that?
It's worth the drive to come out. It's only about 30 minutes, and you will have a spectacular weekend.
All right, Deborah Gritton, co-executive director of the Elkton Community Education Center. I know we'll talk again before we get to the event, but wanted to get people an opportunity to get that on their schedule early on. So, Deborah, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a good one.
8:30, 8 at the morning report.